It's all for the love of a fair young maid that in Cabra West did reside. Hey, can you hear the guitar now?
Think so.
Yeah, oh yeah. Very seldom I get a chance to play with stars.
You do play with
them. I'll start. Okay. Oh, it's all for the love of a fair young maid that in Cabra West did reside. Meself, I lived up in Donnybrew. It is a one and a fippenny ride. But there was a fly in the ointment now that you very seldom see. For although I loved her terrible well, she was in love with a Portuguese. Now he was a nasty piece of goods, Rosales was his name. And he couldn't wait for to get his hands on Concepta, who was me dame. So I made a vow by the Grand Canal that I would do him in. For I did not like them Portuguese, and in particular I didn't like him. So I followed him up to Grafton Street one evening just for fun. Up by the Mercer's Hospital, next door to the Bartley Duns. I spied them sitting in a corner seat. They were kissing and holding hands. And there he was seducing her with pints of baby shams. I followed him up to his lodgings in Rathgar or thereabouts. And as we walked up the alleyway, sure I battered him inside out. He gave out many an oath and swear till he was dead, I'm sure. Then I lifted up a manhole lid and I dropped him down the sewer. Now when the mutt she heard of this, she made me life a hell. And all for the sake of peace and quiet, sure I did her in as well. And now I'm up before the judge to answer for me crime. He says I didn't mind the first one, son, but not the second time. So it's all for the love of that fair young maid and our Portuguese sailor boy. For the passionate love of that fair young maid, I've landed in Mountjoy. And if ever I get out again, my life I'll change, you'll see. And I'll marry with a mutt from Walkinstown who wouldn't look at a Portuguese.
Frank Hart there from Dublin, the city where the notion of the Immaculate Conception was invented. And, we thought we'd throw this open. A lot of people have been singing songs all this week. Some of them in Frank's class and some of them not. I know Michael Klein is there. Peter, do you sing a song yourself at all? Have you been known to sing? Peter comes from County Kerry. He's here just visiting the area. And I never yet met a Kerry man who didn't sing a song. You wouldn't be the first.
Jeez, I only have one song in my repertoire, and it was written by Francis Fahey, and it's generally sang by people who have a great command of their voice, like John McCormick and such, and I don't have that command, I'm sorry to say. I do like the song, but if I can get over the laughter of Frank Hart and regain myself, because I'm in a heavy Portuguese neighborhood, and I'm definitely going to put the word out in Rhode Island.
That's one of the other places Hart can't go to after. Well, the list is extending.
Jesus.
Still can't get over it. During the course of one of your lectures, one afternoon when the subject had to do with rebellions and songs of wars and so on, there was one lady who took issue with you, I believe, on that subject. She said that her grandmother had sang beautiful Irish songs, and why are all the songs so boisterous and rebellious? But your response was, if I recall, that there are songs of all aspects of life within the Irish songbook. But And the love, I was just thinking of songs of love. We had A Woman Who Loved a Drake, which was Nell Flaherty, and I guess the turfman from R.D. had some affection for his ass. So, sort of strange, but the one that Francis Fahey wrote, he loved his boat. And I'd appreciate maybe if you could help me along with it. What is it now? It's the Queen of Connemara.
Oh, pretty awesome.
All right, turn away.
I'd like some help on the chorus or something.
Yeah, we'll see if we can. We'll see.
Well, my boat can safely float in the teeth of wind and weather, and outrace the fastest hooker between Galway and Kinsale. When the bright floor of the ocean and the dark sky leaps together, aye, she rides in her pride like a seagull through the gale. Well, she's neat and she's sweet. She's a beauty every line. The Queen of Connemara is that bounding bark of mine. When she's loaded down with fish, till the water strikes her gunwale, not a drop she'd take upon her, as would wash the fly away. From the fleet she takes out swiftly, like a greyhound from his kennel, to take her silvery shoal of fish to old Kemsar's day. Well, she's neat and she's sweet, she's a beauty every line. The Queen of Connemara is that bounding bark of mine. There's a light that shines afar, and it keeps us from dismay. When the sky is ink above us, and the sea runs white with foam, in a cot in Connemara, there's a wife and wee one praying to the one who walked the waters once to send her safely home. Well, she's neat and she's sweet, she's a beauty every line. The Queen of the Connemara is that bounding bark of mine.
Bye.
Thanks a lot, Peter.
Thank you.
Anybody else wants?
I'll carry Peter.
There you go. Anybody else here want to sing any song? Michael Klein, I know, would like to sing a song if he could be forced, if somebody could block the path out there. You were there 2 minutes, so you're that's the best excuse we've heard all week.
Come on, Brian.
Love Nancy, that's short. Love Nancy, shall I do? Okay, this is a song I have from my old friend Terrence Hammonds, who died last year at the age of 86. Taught me a lot of songs. I hope we're going to be releasing a posthumous recording of this year. If I can think of where this goes. There goes Love Nancy, she is my fancy. She gave to me a chain of gold. Much gold she carried and for dead. While in her arms I did enfold, there goes love Nancy, she is my fancy. I gave to her a ring of gold. That's all the same.
Good mic.
All right. Anybody else like to sing a song before we finish it off with one? Maybe you can all join in. And anybody else feel like singing?
Arch McBride.
You want to sing Arch McBride? Okay. This is Kathy. And you going to sing with her, Ruth, or is it just a good one?
No, I'll just sing.
Come up here.
Come up here.
Come up here.
Come up here.
Come up behind you.
Come up and hold on to Frank.
Tell you, Caddy, you'd be safer holding on to me than that pair.
As Arthur McBride of the Sergeant, and excuse the phrasing.
That's all right.
Oh, me and me cousin went out to McBride as we went to walking down by the seaside. Now mark what followed and what did betide for it being on Christmas morn. And so for recreation we went on a tramp and we met Sergeant Napper and Corporal Vamp and a little wee drummer contented to count for the day being pleasant and charming. Good morning, the sergeant he cried, and good day to you gentlemen, we did reply, intending no harm, but meant to pass by, for it being on Christmas morn. He says, so, my fine fellows, if you will enlist, it's 10 guineas in gold I will slip in your fist, and a crown in the bargain for to kick up the dust, and drink the king's health in the morning. For a soldier, he leads a very fine life, and he always is blessed with a charming young wife. And he pays all his debts without sorrow or strife, and always is pleasant and charming. And a soldier, he always is decent and clean, in the finest of clothes that he's constantly seen, while other poor fellows are dirty and mean, and sup on thin gruel in the morning. What says Arthur, I wouldn't be proud of your clothes, for you've only the lend of them, as I suppose, and you dare not change them one night, for you know, if you do, you'll be flogged in the morning. And although that we are single and free, we take great delight in our own company. And we have no desire strange faces to see, although that your offers are charming. And we have no desire to take your advance, all hazards and dangers we barter on chance, for you would have no scruples for to send us to France, where we would be shot without warning. And so now, cries the sergeant, I'll have no such chat, and I neither will take it from salty or rat. For if you insult me with one other word, I'll cut up your heads in the morn. And then Arthur and I, we soon drew our swords, and we scarce gave them time for to draw their own blades, when a trusty shillelagh came over their heads, and bade them take that as fair warning. And their own rusty rapiers that hung by their sides, we flung them as far as we could in the tide. Now take them out, devils, cried Arthur McBride, to tamper the ridge in the morning. And the little wee drummer, we flattened his paw, and we made a football of his rowdy-dow-dow. Set it in the tide for to rock and to roll, and bade it a tedious return. And we haven't the money to pay them off in cracks, and we pay no respect to the two bloody backs, who we louted them there like a pair of wet sacks, and left them for dead in the morning. Yes, and so to conclude and to finish disputes, we obligingly asked if they wanted recruits, for we are the lads who would give them high clouts and bade them look sharp in the morning.
Well, we're near the end of our session here. I had one song in mind that maybe we'd all sing with here. It's a song that Frank sings. You know, in Ireland, even though in many regards there are very conservative elements in the society and pressures, and there always have been, there's always a great love for the different, for the eccentric, for the character. And you know, social talk, whether it be in pubs or other public meeting places, conversation, it's always been the cornerstone of Irish life, and songs and music function very well in that context. And as I said, the characters are the centre of it all, the people who have the chat, the people who are able to keep social life going in times when there's not too much in the way of conventional entertainment around. And God knows, you know, before the television and the radio in Ireland, you know, it was characters, the quality of talk in the countryside that provided most of the entertainment for the people. And a lot of these characters were central to social life, remembered in song. And I was just thinking of the song you sing, Dicey Riley, might be a nice one to end up the day with. Before Frank sings it, if he's able, I hope it's not one of those that you couldn't get the range of. I'd like to thank you all for coming along. This whole idea was an experimental one of having the after lunch song sessions, and if you like it, you know, let us know and we'll have it next year. I'd like in particular to thank all the people from the Elder Hostel contingent here at Augusta for coming along and providing a wonderful adjunct to our usual audience of folk music and folk song aficionados. We thank you all for coming along, and we welcome you anytime you're anywhere that any of us are ever performing. Please come along and say hello to us, as well as coming to concerts. And we also would like to invite you to think about coming to Augusta for any of the weeks that are here that are devoted to different aspects of the folk music and crafts and song of America. And you might look at some of the brochures that are around, and whether or not you're with the Elder Hostel contingent next summer, please, any of you who are interested in or who have developed an interest in anything that you've seen, observed here in or participated in over the week here, please feel free to come along on your own or with your friends, and you know, you'll be more than welcome. I'll hand over to Frank now to finish off the session.
I don't want, as usual, I don't want to do the song that Mick has asked me to.
Some of them with the chorus, though, if you don't want to do that.
I know, I want to do one with the chorus. Yeah. I've enjoyed it very much. In my silence, I've had forced to listen to them rather than they have been going to this process for years before that. But on a serious note, at the moment, I think we need the help at home of Irish Americans. And we need the assistance that can be given to us, either in the establishment of industry, if possible, in Ireland, to lift the economy of the country. And we can be a great assistance to that. The other way you can be a great assistance is by pressurising your politicians to do something about the situation that Britain has created in the north. And if some pressure could be put on Britain to put up a solution to it. The solution is actually for them to get out. But they won't do that. They have to save face. So if you could do something, talk to politicians maybe when they call for election here. It might help. It can't do any harm. There was the great Dubliner was Brendan Behan. Some of you may have heard of Brendan. And he wrote a play called The Queer Fella, which was to do with the abolition of hanging. And in that, he put up a song called The Old Triangle. And it's a simple chorus to it. Maloney here, and the Luton Girls Choir on my left. The Mormon Tamaracle Choir. give me a sample of the chorus first of all, and then we'll sing the song. And the owl triangle went jingle jangle along the banks of the Royal Canal.
Once more with feeling.
And the owl triangle went jingle jangle.
Came o'er me stealing, and the mice they were squealing in my prison cell. This screw was bawling, get up he is bowsies and clean out yourselves. And the old triangle
went jingle jangle along the banks of the Royal Canal.
As the screw was peeping, Humpy Gussie was sleeping, and he was a dreaming of his girl Sal.
And the old triangle went jingle jangle along the banks of the Royal Canal.
In and in the female prison there were 70 women, and it's amongst them women I would like to dwell.
And the old triangle went jingle jangle
on declining, whilst I lay there pining in my prison cell.
And the old